From the Cameron Tournament, boys first-round action, the Chillicothe Hornets and the Excelsior Springs Tigers. For Excelsior Springs, they will start Landon Seeley, a 5'10 senior. Danton Allen, a 5'10 senior. Braden Haight, H-A-I-G-H-T. Braden Haight, 6'2 sophomore. Peyton Soria, a 6'1 senior. Chris Whitmore, a 5'11 senior. Seeley, Allen, Haight, Soria, and Whitmore, with four seniors and a sophomore, 6'2", 6'1", 5'11", 5'10", 5'10". For Chillicothe, Wesley Bransgard, a 6'3", sophomore. Adler Marshall, a 6-foot senior. Connor Sewell, a 6-foot senior. Jack Willard, a 6-foot senior. And Walker Graves, a 6'3", senior. Normal starters, Bransgard, Marshall, Sewell, Willard, and Graves. Four seniors and a sophomore, just like Excelsior, 6'3", 6'3", 6-foot, 6-foot, 6-foot. Only have three players on the bench. One is out with a little illness, and three others are in a junior varsity game. So only eight players dressed out for Chillicothe. The ones on the bench, Burke, Boone, and Montgomery. Chillicothe, the home team, they'll play the basketball goal in front of the stage, or the one to the right side of your radio dial, the one right in front of me. Dressed in their white uniforms, Bransgard will be jumping against Braden Haight, Excelsior Springs black uniforms, gold numerals. Referees step into the circle. We are set to go. Ball is in the air. Tip controlled by Marshall. Over to Willard. Circle right. Feed to Marshall. Marshall tries to post up. Double team. Has it blocked out, knocked out of his hands from behind by number 30, Chris Whitmore, the 5'11 senior. Chillicothe will inbound at low post right, or low post left, rather. Gets it up the free throw line to Bransgard. Good defense by Seeley in man-to-man. They have to bump it back out, and they'll reset it again. Willard on the wing. Left side. Up top, Walker Graves. Lobs it into Marshall. Sees Sewell. Up top, Bransgard. Three-pointer. No. Comes up off its mark, Wesley Bransgard. First possession, no points for Chillicothe. That took 26 seconds off the clock. Chillicothe showing a little pressure. Backcourt, Braden Haight gets it to Soria. Shy of the timeline, Whitmore. Back to Soria, who's the team leader. Soria sends it down court. Marshall comes up with a loose basketball. After Allen can control it, Bransgard brings it across the timeline. Goes to the hole, double team, can't get it to fall. Battles for his own rebound, couldn't bring it down. 0 for 2 for Bransgard, from one from inside, one from outside. And we've played almost a minute, still no scoring in this basketball game. A little cold start for Chillicothe early on. A little feeling out process. Soria lobs it inside, and Excelsior Springs on top. Landon Seeley got a good feed from Soria, and Seeley makes it a 2-0 Excelsior Springs lead. Kind of how the girls' game started out. Chillicothe responded with a nice victory last night on the girls' bracket. Sewell up top to Graves. Right side to Willard. Willard lobs it into Marshall. Marshall gets position, dances it around the rim. Oh, he makes that time. He makes that shot 9 times out of 10. That was number 10, however. Still 2-0, Excelsior Springs lead. Tigers basketball. Chillicothe a little cold in the shooting department. And honestly, this gym is a little cold. I'm on the stage, and I might have to put on my jacket. Circle right, three ball off the rim for Excelsior Springs. Soria misses the long-distance bomber. Still 2-0 Tigers. Chillicothe up top to Graves. Lobs it in to Marshall. Marshall puts it off the glass. Gets that one to fall that time. He won't miss that one twice. And Marshall ties it up. 5:51 left to play. First quarter, two apiece. Chillicothe pressure. Pass to Whitmore. Breaks the timeline. Sends it over right side. Now up top to Seeley. Back over baseline left to Danton Allen. Willard in there mixing up, causing a jump ball with Whitmore. Possession arrow pointing Excelsior Springs way. Tigers ball underneath their own bucket. They will inbound at low post right. 5:35 left to play first quarter. Lawson and Cameron is who the winner of that game will play the winner of this game, and losers will play on Thursday. That game coming up later tonight. Spin move. Marshall sticks right with him. Shot falls, and I think you can call either Marshall or Graves with the foul. Soria with the bucket. Excelsior Springs playing inspired early on. And they call Adler Marshall's number. 4-2. This could make it 5-2 for Excelsior Springs. No, misses. Graves with a rebound. Soria misses the three-point opportunity. Loose basketball. We're going to have a... Well, I thought we were going to have a jump ball, but Excelsior Springs finally, Danton Allen controls it on the ground, managed to get possession and not travel. It's not easy to do. And there the ball is stripped by Sewell. Sewell on the breakaway, frees himself up, puts it up and in. Connor Sewell did a nice job pushing off just enough to free up the shot, but not get called with a foul, and the official was right in front of him. Now Sewell's, or Brandsgard knocks the ball loose. Willard recovers, gets it to Sewell. Sewell high post, tries to fire it out to Brandsgard. That pass was tipped and intercepted by Landon Seeley. So turnover for each team. It's tied at four apiece. A wild start to the first one, to the first, almost said inning, first quarter. Four apiece. Chillicothe, Excelsior Springs, 4:23 left to play in the first. Spin move by Soria. Willard knocks it out of his hands from behind and out of bounds. Did it cleanly and expertly. Checking in, number 15, Nick Butler, a 6-foot senior for Excelsior Springs. Tigers inbound it to Soria. Circle left. Marshall's on him. They go up top to Danton. Allen. Right side to Butler. Back up top to Allen. Allen working against Sewell's defense, up top to Haight. Excelsior Springs showing some good patience right up until then, when Peyton Soria, their most experienced player, took a stutter step on the wing before he started the dribble. So Chillicothe catches a break, looking for the first lead of the game here. Four apiece, Chillicothe and Excelsior Springs. Tried to feed Marshall, not enough mustard on the hot dog, stolen by Soria. Soria across the paint to Nick Butler. Butler was fouled. Butler will go to the line. This will be the second team foul on Chillicothe and first one on Connor Sewell. Sewell and Marshall each with a foul, and at the line we'll see what kind of free throw shooter Nick Butler is off the bench. First one wide left off the left side of the rim. Montgomery and Burke will check in now. Butler with a miss on his first one, still four apiece. Graves and Brandsgard set down. Favor of Burke and Montgomery. Sewell, Willard, and Marshall stay on. Burke with an easy rebound after another miss by Butler to the opposite side of the rim this time. Sewell up top to Burke, lobs it into Marshall. Marshall is hacked, and Marshall will go to the line. And the... spirited Excelsior Springs coach is 6 steps onto the floor, shouting at his players' instructions in a very animated manner. That is on Danton Allen. First foul on Excelsior Springs. Marshall at the line, misses the first one. Adler Marshall at the free throw line is about 59%, 23-39 prior to this one. And misses both of them. That one comes up short. So a little cold start for Chillicothe after that exciting win Saturday down at Camdenton over a pretty good Stratford team. Chillicothe showing some pressure. Back court, Soria gets it right side to Haight. Back to Soria, shy of the timeline. Back to Haight across the timeline now. Chillicothe made him work for it. Soria up top, circle left, and that's a three ball by Nick Butler. Excelsior Springs playing inspired. They're not afraid of the Hornets. Chillicothe yet to get into their groove. Montgomery, circle left. Up top, Sewell, three ball. Off the rim. Marshall with a nice offensive board. Willard saves the basketball. Gets it to Burke. And Burke trying to drive the baseline. Stepped on the out-of-bounds line. It was pretty good coverage on him right up top. And checking in now for Excelsior Springs, number 5. Dalton Allen. There's Danton and Dalton Allen. Both seniors. Danton rocking the beginnings of what could be a pretty good mullet, it looks like. Party on, Wayne. Party on, Garth. Right side, Danton Allen up top to his brother, Dalton. The Allen family plays pitch and catch across the top. Now they're trying to get in a bit of a motion weave offense. Loose basketball controlled by Excelsior. Tigers lead it 7-4. 2:29 left to play. Good start for Excelsior Springs. They've made some adjustments. They like to have a different starting lineup just about every game, I understand. Loose basketball. Willard's trying for it, and a pushing off call. Who's this going to be on? This is going to be on John Burke. John Burke with his first third team foul. Graves, Boone, Brandsgard, Burke, and Montgomery on the court right now. Pass goes midcourt, tipped by Brandsgard. Brandsgard on the breakaway, foul on the floor. A bump foul. Boy, Brandsgard played that perfectly. It kind of looked like a defensive back there for a moment on the football team. Chris Whitmore checks in, and Danton Allen checks out, the starter. Isaiah Boone inbounds it to the baseline to Brandsgard. Up top to Burke, top of the key. Dribbles once, gets it to Booney. Isaiah Boone up top, tugs on the air. That's the play. Gets it high post to Graves, sends it into Montgomery. Loose basketball. Montgomery settles it down, has to set up the play again. Gets it to Brandsgard, up top to Boone. Boone gets it into Graves. Graves draws it. Crowd. And a jump ball is called. They reach in on Graves. All right. 7-4 Excelsior Springs with a lead. A minute 45 left to play in the first quarter. They get it in, lob it in high post to Burke, up top to Graves. Gets it into Boone. Boone goes through the entire Excelsior Springs team in the paint, lays it up and in. Isaiah Boone shredded all five Excelsior Springs defenders. Beautiful move by the senior, Isaiah Boone. Across the timeline to Landon Seeley. In the corner, Butler gets it back up top to Seeley. Top of the key. Circle left, Whitmore. Minute 16 left to play. Excelsior Springs by a point. First quarter winding down. Dalton Allen up top to Landon Seeley again for the Tigers. And they may just be milking the clock down. 1 minute left in the quarter. 7-6. Sluggish first quarter for Chillicothe. And the feet went out from Wesley Brandsgard, and he accidentally slid into the ball handler, and accident or not, he gets called for his first foul, fourth team foul. Foul on the floor, two team fouls on Excelsior Springs. Tigers ball, baseline left, 53 seconds to operate with. There's a three ball that comes up short by number 12. Seeley tried to shoot over top of Burke. Chillicothe sends a bullet pass over the outstretched hands of Hayden Montgomery, and a little bit too mustard on that hot dog. 45 seconds, Excelsior Springs, shy of the timeline with Chris Whitmore. Backcourt to Soria, back to Whitmore. He dances it across midcourt stripe, has his pocket picked there by Montgomery. Montgomery goes up strong, one hands it up, doesn't get it to fall. And battling for the rebound, I think they're going to call a foul on John Burke. Montgomery had a good look at it, but just couldn't get it to fall. Burke with his second foul. Remember, Chillicothe only has eight players, so if a player gets into foul trouble, that could be double costly. 7-6, Tigers with a one-point lead. 24 seconds as they cross the timeline. Over and back, one paying attention, and that's partially due to Chillicothe's defense. Whitmore was in the corner as he crossed the timeline. Two players were on him, and he couldn't see. He couldn't notice that Soria was still shy of the timeline. Soria tried to jump across, but they caught him. So Chillicothe an opportunity here with 21 seconds left. Willard catches the inbounds pass. Chillicothe inbounds it at midcourt. Willard, top of the key, dancing around the defense of Dalton Allen with 10 with 9 seconds. They get it into Brandsgard. Brandsgard fakes a three, drives the baseline, and a blocking foul. Brandsgard picks himself up off the floor. A blocking foul on Excelsior Springs, their third foul. Third team foul, Chillicothe, five team fouls. First foul on Peyton Soria. Shooting foul, first one in for Brandsgard. Brandsgard, pretty good free throw shooter. 60 of 71, that's about 84%. That's his first point. That ties it up. And Chillicothe has their first lead thanks to a pair of Wesley Brandsgard free throws. With 3 seconds left, half-court shot comes up short, and Chillicothe does manage to squeak out a one-point lead at the end of the first quarter. We're back in 60 seconds. Hornets 8, Excelsior Springs 7 on KCHI.